This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and wallahi, I don't know if you're feeling it, that there will come a day that the person holding tight to his deen is like the person holding to a piece of fire. The sister who's walking with full proper hijab while everybody around her is naked. The brother who's struggling to find a halal job and he's in dire need of money. But he is refusing because everything he goes to is either with interest or alcohol or this or that. Our youth that are struggling at school and universities with this and that and boyfriend and girlfriend and the rest, you know. They want to pray in public. They are scared. They want to stay on their deen. And they're struggling, literally, like someone holding to a piece of fire. And when we are holding to a piece of fire, you can't wait to let it go. On the year 19th of Hijrah, Umar radiallahu anhu sent an expedition to fight the Christians. And when the king knew about that, he said, I heard so much about the companions, about the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I would love to meet one of them. So if you capture somebody, he told his army, bring them over here. Long story short, they captured a man called Abdullah ibn Hudhafa with some of his companions. They brought Abdullah to the king. The king told Abdullah, become a Christian and I will let you go. He said, I would rather die than leave my deen. He said, become a Christian and I will give you half of my wealth and I will make you from the muqarrabin. I will make you from the people who are close to me. He said, wallahi, if you give me your wealth and the wealth of every king, I will never leave the deen of Muhammad. He said, jail him and leave him without food. They left him without food for 2 days. He's starving. And when he was so hungry, they brought him pork and wine. He said, even though this is the time where it's darura, and I'm allowed to eat this and drink that, but I don't want people to say that the companions of Muhammad drank alcohol or ate pork. He refused to eat. Then they brought him food. Then he said, send a very beautiful woman to seduce him. They sent the most beautiful woman. She went inside the jail and she started doing her thing, left, right, up and down. He did not move. She left the room and said, wallahi la adri adkhaltumuni ala hajar ala bashar am ala hajar wa huwa la yadri a ana untha am dhakar. Said, I do not know whether you let me in into a human being or a rock. And he does not know if I'm a male or a female. He never raised his head. Said, bring him over. Put him on a cross. And he brought his best archers. Said, hit him with arrows. One time here, one time between his legs, one time between his ear and next to his ears. But don't kill him. And every time you hit an arrow, ask him to become a Christian. Abdullah did not even shake. So he said, bring him and bring his companions with him. They brought him, brought the companions with him, and they brought a huge pot of boiling oil. Boiling oil. They brought one of his companions and they said, become a Christian. He said, I will never become a Christian. Pushed the companion into the boiling oil. In few seconds, his bones started floating. Took the other, did the same. Then he said, take him and throw him in the oil. As he's going to be thrown in the oil, he teared. Abdullah teared. So the king saw the tears and said, that's it. He's done. Come over here. Are you ready to become a Christian now? He said, no. He said, then why did you tear? He said, because I only have one soul to give for the sake of Allah. And if you threw me in that oil, it will be gone. And I wish I have the number of souls, the number of my hair and my body, so they can all be for the sake of Allah. So this king noticed that this man, there's no way with him. So he said, you know what? Come kiss my head and I will let you and all your companions go. So he came, kissed his head and took the companions, went back to Medina. He told Umar radiallahu anh what happened. Umar got up and kissed his head and he said, Wallahi, no one who sees Abdullah except he should kiss his head. Thabat, being steadfast on this deen. We all know that the battle and the war against this deen is non-stop. It's being fueled and pumped. Millions of dollars are pumped to divert our children from this deen. So it is extremely vital, extremely important for our homes to be steadfast on the deen. So the kids can see their mother and their father steadfast on their deen. They see that this house at 6 a.m. is vibrating because everybody there is praying Fajr. They see that this Quran is being recited constantly in the house. Islam will never die. It will go through stages of tamhis, stages of sifting, stages of filtering for Allah to know the khabith from the tayyib. To know the sadiq from the kadhib, to know the truthful from the liar, to know the filthy from the tayyib, from the pure. But this deen will never fail. This deen will be victorious. You have to instill this in your children that no matter what you see in the world, they look at Syria, they look at Libya, they look at Yemen, they look everywhere and they see war erupting and they say, what kind of deen is this? If Allah loves us, then we will not be in that state. Explain to them that these are stages that we want to know who is really on the deen, who really believes in Allah, who really believes that this deen will be victorious from the people who have marad, they have sickness in their heart. The minute they see that the Islam is going down a little bit, they leave. No, Abu Jahl was not able to shake this deen. Ataturk was not able to shake this deen. And this deen will be dominant, whether we like it or not. But we beg Allah to use us to make this deen victorious. So, the thabat on this deen, to be steadfast on this deen, is not something easy. We have so many people with big beards shaved and left the deen. Because it was not in the heart, it was only outside. Beards and thobes and this and that. It has to be established here. And in order to be established here, there must be, listen, ya akhwan, there must be a relationship, a strong relationship with the Quran. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal told the first man who will enter Jannah, the best man ever created, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. If I, Allah, did not make you steadfast, ya Muhammad, you would have inclined a little bit to them. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about me and you? So we have to have a relationship with the Quran. Why the Quran? Because the Quran is the speech of Allah to me and you. Allah is telling me what to do. Allah is telling me how to run my life. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Yes, ya Allah, order me, command me, I'm ready. It's conversation between, not conversation, it's a nida'. Allah is telling me, it's the speech of Allah. What does that mean? Read and follow the instructions. Don't just read and memorize and enjoy the beautiful voices. Read and follow. قُلْ هُوَ نَبَأٌ عَظِيمٌ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. How many of us constantly say, this is the best book, this is the greatest book, this is the greatest miracle, this is the ongoing miracle to the Day of Judgment. We all say that. Do you believe in that? Do you believe that? You just say it. Do you believe that? Look what Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ نَبَأٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great information. This is a great naba' news. This something should shake you. But then what did he say? أَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ مُعْرِضُونَ. You are neglecting it. You are only reading it. You are only listening to it. We should, ya akhwan, establish a very strong relationship with the Quran in order to be steadfast on this deen. And let's do that with our children from a young age, because they are the target. They are the target. And I don't want to go into details. You see what's happening. One of our brothers here is sitting with us right now. His daughter was asked yesterday in a public school, what would you like to be called, she or they? Our daughters are being told this at 9 years old. We have to be firm on this deen and show them how proud we are to be Muslims, how honored we are to be Muslims. Tell them that this is just a storm, and after the storm there will be Jannah forever. This is exactly Rasulullah ﷺ told us. It will be like holding to a coal. And wallahi, if you're not, I will end with this. Rasulullah ﷺ told us that there will be a time that this deen will become strange. It is strange to wear a abaya 120 degrees. Are you out of your mind? It is strange to leave a $400,000 job because you're not supposed to pray on Friday. It is strange to leave a business that is bringing $20,000, $30,000 profit a month just because there's alcohol in it. This is strange. Rasulullah ﷺ told us that the deen will become strange again. So if you're not feeling that you are a stranger, something's wrong with your deen. If you feel that you fit in the system, if you feel that you belong and nothing's wrong, something's wrong with your deen. Because we are surrounded by corruption. You have to feel that you are a stranger. You must feel that you are a stranger. I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't eat this. I can't mix with these people. I can't go to those places. You're a stranger. Why not? Because of my deen. But when I blend in and everything is okay, it's happy hour, everybody's drinking, yalla ya shabab. No, no, you stand up firm. I'm sorry, it's time for salat. I can't do this meeting. I have to go to Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. I'm sorry, I can't buy this item. It has alcohol in it. Even though it's very hot, and now smoke shops are opening left and right, and everybody's making so much money. A guy came to me, he said, a guy is proposing to my daughter. He has 200 smoke shops. I told him, when he gets to 500, tell him no. Stranger. Logically, money. I'm not harming anybody. I don't smoke, brother. I don't smoke it. I just sell it. I don't drink it. I just sell it. No, Muslim is a Muslim. Whatever you are, we have to feel that we are strangers. And then, and only then, we will know how precious is this deen. Because this deen has promised us, Jannah, arduha as-samawat wal-ard. Just be patient. Fasbir, inna wa'adallahi haqq. Be patient. The promise of Allah is true. Mata nasrullah. When are we going to be saved? When is this victory going to take place? Ala inna nasr Allahi qareeb. The victory of Allah is very, very near.
Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minati wal-qanitina wal-qanitati wal-sadiqina wal-sadiqati wal-sabirina wal-sabirati wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما